This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Jean, and we are not alone because Beck Dahl from Chicks Talking Footy is joining us.
Oh, thank God.
Footy is not Beck's only passion.
Oh, I have probably maybe two or three.
And one of them is also the awesome television show Neighbours, the soapy in all of our Melbourne hearts. Filmed in Melbourne. We love it. It's Neighbours. It's all very exciting. This is the Mardi Gras dance remix of the theme song.
What is this theme?
One of the team on the show made a remix of it, of the theme song, to be playing on the Mardi Gras float that was on the Neighbours Mardi Gras float that was a part of it this year. And they filmed parts of the episode for next year during Mardi Gras this year. So it's all very exciting. But we want you here for another reason, Beck.
Okay.
Can you please explain to us why G Bliss is back from the dead?
I'm going to try my best because I watch this show religiously. I guest co-host a podcast about Neighbours, yet even I am somewhat confused by the whole thing.
It's so confusing, like, because they brought back Madeline as the actress, Madeline West, as the actress of G. She's wearing her wig, brought her back in the role, and then it wasn't G, it was someone that looked like G.
Andrea.
And it was, and I thought that was the whole storyline.
No.
It was Andrea, and then Andrea was, like, poisoning Sonia or her mother. It was all very confusing.
Okay.
So can you break it down for
me? I'm going to break it down for you. So 16 years ago, to the best of our knowledge, right?
It's the dawn of time.
Oh,
literally. Dee and Toadie's wedding. Toadie drives a car
off the cliff. She married her best friend, drove off the cliff.
We've presumed she's dead, right? We've all got on with our lives. Toadie's married Sonia. He's fine. Whatever. Get on with it.
He's actually been married two times since then.
Yes.
Married Steph, then Sonia.
Yes, but the whole Steph, anyway, unpack that.
Let's not go there. We haven't done.
So, basically, what happened was this woman appeared who we thought was Dee, and she pretended to be Dee. Turned out she was Andrea, took all Toadie and Sonia's money.
Got in. Can I afford that house? Oh, he's a lawyer.
Got impregnated by Toadie. Against
what?
His will, but
what?
I don't even. They had some relations while Sonia was watching on the video cam.
Oh, that was when Toadie was in the UK.
Yeah.
All right. But is there a child?
Yeah, Hugo. Baby Hugo.
Love child.
Yeah,
oh,
baby
my
Hugo.
Word. Toadie's getting lots of action.
So then Andrea disappears, goes away. Oh, no, sorry. First, Andrea's mum, played by Australian actress Kerry Armstrong.
Oh, who's amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Kerry Armstrong comes in as Andrea's mum, Alice, pretends to be the nanny for Toadie and Sonia, tries to poison Sonia, who then not long after dies anyway, so.
But did she have, that was cancer. Though.
Yeah, that was cancer. It wasn't poisoning.
Great acting.
Anyway, then turns out real Dee is still hanging around.
So
real D.
But did we know that it was a real D, or did we think it was Andrea?
No, we thought it was Andrea.
So did we know real D existed?
No,
at this
because
point?
We thought we'd put
the
to rest that D was dead.
So the D that went into the water,
that was real
okay.
D.
We've never talked about D this much on Mad Wednesday, and we are.
I'm blown away. Yeah. How did she survive?
So wait, the real D went into the water.
So
and then a D shows up, and it's the real D, but we don't know it's the real D.
Well, no, we did. We were confused because then D and Andrea showed up together, and we were like, "Huh." Anyway, what it turned out was just before Toadie and D's wedding, D's sister had started dating this, like, mafia guy from the Zantuck family.
Wait, wasn't Dee an only child?
No, she had a sister called Cecile, also dead now.
Okay.
Mm. Her parents also dead. All three of them died in car crashes, separate.
Mm. On the same day?
No.
Oh, that would be dramatic.
So, the Zantuck, apparently Dee, but now we think it might have been Andrea, Dee saw the Zantucks do something bad. Dee doesn't know what it was.
Off camera.
Correct. And so the Zantucks then tampered with Toadie's car, so it would go off the cliff. Car goes off the cliff. Dee gets rescued by this sort of, not one of the Zantucks, but like Zantuck adjacent kind of guy. And he says, oh, Toadie.
Zantucks are just people?
Yeah, they're crime gang.
Oh, okay, got it.
He says, Toadie's dead. She doesn't look into this. She just goes, okay, I'll just come and live in Byron Bay with you for 16 years.
And they don't have the internet in Byron Bay. And Toadie, it's not like Toadie's wife was the mayor of Erinsborough, so she'd never need to find out.
Hashtag Google.
And no, you know, who's left in the street but Susan Carl? So no one's worried about
this
coming back.
This is way more complicated than I expected it to be.
Robbie thought that his reality TV segment was intense. This is what
Robbie, I'm just skimming the surface, my friend. So then both Sonia, RIP.
Sonia's gone.
Sonia, Dee and Andrea came back at the same time, which was like quite intense for everyone.
To Erinsborough. Wasn't there a fight on a cliff first?
Oh, yeah, because Carrie Armstrong tried to push Real Dee off the cliff.
But how did she know that Real Dee existed?
Because she just found her, but...
Just randomly. In Byron Bay.
Well, she thought she was this lady called Karen who was in the Salamanca markets in Tasmania.
But what? What's so happening? they went to Tasmania.
Yes.
And also, but, all right, keep going.
Like, there's a lot of flights.
There's a lot. And then they go, no, let's all settle down in Erinsborough.
Correct. Now, cut a long story short. Too late. They were all there. Yeah. Nanny Alice got arrested. Andrea
so
went.
So the Real Dee got discovered.
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's Real Dee, obviously. Which is exactly what they said when Fake Dee was there. But what it turns out is, so Carrie Armstrong got pregnant and lived in this, like, I want to say, like, convent kind of thing. Like, some nuns were looking after her, right?
Well, it was the 60s or 70s,
correct,
wasn't it? And that's what you did in television.
So she had two babies. She had twins, Dee and Andrea. But she did not know she had the second baby.
Okay.
They took...
Oh, God.
Now, it's
so
all,
a nun took the baby.
A nun took both
so
babies.
So did a nun just rock up to explain the storyline in an episode?
Correct.
No. Are you serious?
The nun came to the jail because Andrea and her mum are in jail. The nun was played by Chris, who used to run the pub in Mount Thomas in Blue Heelers.
Well,
at least they're getting very high caliber actors to
they
make
really
this
are.
Work.
So now...
So her mum actually had two babies and they both had the same regrowth in their bleach blonde
correct.
Hair.
And she kept Andrea and Dee got adopted by the Blissers.
But she knew she had two kids, so why did... Was
no, she only thought she had one kid.
All right. So then it all just happened. So, but how did... What?
Yeah.
And that's the whole storyline.
Yeah, and now Toadie and Dee are like a bit trying to rekindle things and I'm just not here
so
for
it. So you're not
it.
Here for it? You're not loving
it? I'm not here for it, one bit.
No, it seems like a failed attempt. Sonia, that relationship's
Sonia
done.
Just died, guys.
Yeah, give R.I.P.
It's all very confusing.
Anyway,
I must say,
that cleared it all up.
Yes,
I mean,
glad we asked.
I've got to admit, you certainly skimmed through it, but you gave us, that's the abridged version.
I could come back every week and do a segment.
All right, maybe we'll see if we can do a Neighbours update. But you're coming back after 7 o'clock for Chicks Talking Footy, aren't you?
My other passion.
So it's from one extreme to the other. If you thought her waffling on about Neighbours was one thing, wait till she talks about ball sports. It's
exactly.
A whole other game. Well, thank you for joining us, Beck. Thank you for that D update. I've never been more confused about Neighbours in my life. You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. And coming up after this is our love songs and dedication for Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.